Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
How you doing, everybody? God bless you. Hope everybody's okay out there living in the crazy world. We already know that. It's been crazy since we've gotten thrown out of the garden. So, every civilization has its chance, and because we're humans outside of God, every civilization on this side eventually falls, and it's up for dispute. We could be right in the middle of that. I'd like to go to Titus chapter 3. Let's get right into the word. Verse 1, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to every magistrate, and to be ready to do every good work. Paul, the Apostle Paul, is teaching Titus. He's sending Titus to an island called Crete, and Crete is a disaster. Paul even says that the people there have called their own people lazy, slow bellies. They're basically bums. Paul is sending Titus to an island full of bums, and he's telling them, for starters, how to teach these people to act. And here, the first thing he says is respect the government. Now, obviously, don't respect the government that goes against Christ. However, just for normal rules of civilization, don't get out of line. Because we're told, actually, that the government itself, the Lord puts governments in positions so us as Christians could live in peace. That's supposed to be the main object of a government, to give its citizens the ability to live in peace. That's it. So he's warning them here. Then he goes on to say, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawler, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. Speak evil of no man. Watch your mouth. You don't gain anything by speaking evil of somebody else. And then he goes on to say to not be a brawler. And Christian, if you're a red-blooded male, there's at times you want to explode. Somebody's done you dirty. You want to just lose it. You not only want to speak evil, you want to brawl. In other words, meet me in the back of the schoolyard, pal, now. I get it. That's our human nature. But that isn't the nature of Jesus. Jesus, at his darkest time, after he got whipped, after he got spat on, after he faced Pontius, he ended the chapter by getting nailed to a cross. So actually, we're stronger when we keep our eyes on Jesus during these crazy temptations that we might go through. And we can't use our minds. We can't use the human mind to distinguish good and evil. No, we can't. Because our human mind will take on the mind of an animal. It'll want to get revenge. It'll want to get back. It'll justify it. You'll be under the law. Eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Thank God Jesus was an eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. None of us would have made it. We would have been thrown out of the garden and never given a chance to get back. Like the demonic angels. Yes, that's what gets them so upset. They were not made in the image of God. They were thrown out of heaven, but they can't be redeemed. Thank God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise your holy name for dying on the cross for my sins so I have a way to get back into heaven. So he warns us there, don't be a brawler, don't speak evil. So now Paul is telling Titus, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. What a mouthful. Paul is basically telling Titus, all right, you're going to be running into a bunch of evil, rotten, you know what's. Evil, rotten people on this island of Crete. They're going to be gossipers. They're going to hate people. They're going to just want to fight. But Paul is reminding Titus, remember, Titus, before the Lord came into our hearts, this is what we were. This is what you were before you met Jesus. This keeps you out of severe unrighteous judgment. We're supposed to be judging righteously. Yes, if you know somebody's an adulterer, they're an adulterer. You know it. You're not judging them. You're just telling them what their fruit is, right? Now, a judge is somebody who takes the hammer, smashes it down, and decrees a sentence. No, we aren't going to sentence anybody because we know what our sentence was. Now, we could take righteous judgment and say, hey, if you're a sinner, if you're a drunkard and a womanizer, I'm just judging you by your fruits, pal. But I'm not going to lay the sentence down on you. Because before Christ, I was or was capable of anything you are. All right? So I am not going to lay a sentence down. I'm just going to tell you, I've been delivered. I've been changed. I'm a new creation. And I pray to God it hits you too. But here we go again. Sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived. Being deceived is huge, gang, because when you are deceived, you don't know it. And how do you keep from being deceived? You got to keep renewing your mind with the Word of God. That's how you need a foundation. You need a base. All right. You need the foundation on rock, not on sand, to keep you from being deceived. That's what happened to Eve in the garden. She was deceived. It was Adam who sinned, but she was deceived. Yes, she was. And how are you deceived? By the temptations. So beware, there's a lot of connotations to that word deceived, because before it takes place, there's temptations, there's tests, etc., etc. Serving diverse lusts and pleasures. Your worldly pleasures, gang. What's in it for me, 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 me? The five senses, taste, you know, sight, touch, feel, hearing, trying to make you comfortable, trying to make you righteous. You know, it's what's in it for my kids, what's in it for me, what's in it for my family. And it says serving these lusts. In other words, bowing down to them. You know, I just got a new boat motor. That thing is darn shiny and that thing is cruises. And man, that boat motor is incredible. I got a new one because I've gotten sick and tired of going out with my grandkids on the lake and ending up having to be rescued because the motor would putt out. Just got tired of it. And I got a few bucks now, so I bought this brand new motor. And it is nice. And I want to keep it nice. But, you know, what if somebody was to scratch it or accidentally hit it? Am I going to lose my mind? You know, or what if my brand new motor doesn't work when I get into the middle of the lake? Am I going to lose it, cuss it out, swear at it, stomp around, ruin my day? Then I'm serving this thing and it's become a lust. No, you could have good things, gang. You could have good things. You could have a good job. You could get a pay raise. You could have a nice vacation. You could have beautiful things. Don't serve them. And if the Lord's going to throw a test at you, which he does occasionally, all right, and he might throw a chastisement at you. He might even throw a scourging at you. But guess what? If you know you're a child of God, these things are all for your good. Don't bow down to anything. And that includes family members, whatever it might be. Stay on the Word of God. Be simplified. Just stay there and don't budge. All right? Living in malice, in envy, hateful, and hating one another. Man, you know, when I think of all that, I think of one word, bitterness. Don't be bitter towards people that have done you dirty in business or in family or in whatever it might be. It actually tells us that bitterness is a root. It's a root. And it also tells us that many Christian men, and I'm sure good Christian men, have been defiled by the root of bitterness. It's something that eats at you. You didn't take care of it immediately. That's why don't let the sun go down on your anger. If anyone's got you ticked off, forgive them right now. Time does not heal anything. Time is actually your enemy. You have to forgive immediately. Today is the day of salvation. The evil is sufficient for today. Don't look back. Forgive today, regardless. And in many occasions, if you eliminate bitterness, you'll eliminate hatred, envy, and hating one another. And then Paul goes on to tell Titus, what a nice verse. He tells him, but after that the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared. You know, and he appears in you individually. I mean, I was reborn. I don't know what other term to give it. And if you're reborn, you know it. How on earth can you be reborn? How on earth can you become brand new? How on earth can that change take place and you not know it? Maybe it can. I find a tough time thinking about it. I was reborn, totally changed, totally brand new, basically out of my mind, floating around in outer space, because something had happened to me, literally, that was out of this world. Now, that's my testimony. I don't have the testimony like Paul. I wasn't cruising down with a horse, got knocked off a horse, saw a great light, got spoken to, blinded for 3 days. I don't have that testimony. And you probably don't either. But I have my own testimony, and I do know what happened to me. Something happened to me where I became absolutely brand new, and the Lord appeared to me. And this is what Paul's telling Titus. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by the works of righteousness which we have done. Oh, goodness. I didn't deserve to get saved. What on earth did I deserve to get saved? I didn't even know God. But yet his righteousness saved my soul. And that's being quantified here. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his, are you ready, gang? And this is what we all need to have, and we all need to give. According to his mercy, he saved us by the washing. The washing means cleansing. You're washed of regeneration. That means new birth, brand new. And renewing, that means a daily fight, every day, renewing of the Holy Ghost. Yes, gang, forget about churchy church. This is a real spiritual thing. The Holy Ghost is actually real. The Holy Spirit is real. And we know it's real because it gives us convictions that don't come from ourselves. Just like lusts pop into your head. My goodness, where did that lust come from? Because demons are real. Spirits are real. You'll be driving down the road, a lustful thought, then 30 years will come in your head. You'll say, how on earth? I wasn't thinking of it. I don't care about it. I don't even remember it. But bingo, it's in your head. That's because some renegade devil just showed up and said, you know, I'll throw a flaming missile at this guy. Never know, maybe I could catch him. I'm telling you, schemes of the devil. The demons are real. They are not to be taken lightly. The Word of God talks about it. You know, it's just our job to believe it like little children. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. When you get shed on, you get, that's S-H-E-D, okay, shed on, all right? That's the Holy Ghost covering you. That's what he says, which he shed on us. Who does the shedding? The Holy Ghost. Abundantly through Jesus, and who's Jesus Christ? He's the Word of God. The Holy Ghost is the power of God. Yes, that comes in and saves your soul. And it says, then we are justified by his grace. Justification, that means declared righteous. By God's grace. By believing in his word. When we believe in his word, you're going to do his word. If he says he's actually delivered us from the powers of darkness, well, then we don't want to do what the powers of darkness are telling us to do anymore. Gang, this is a walk. This is a journey. This is a travel. Just like it was for Father Abraham. He was on a journey, not even knowing where he was going. But we don't know where we're going, but not in this world. We don't know where the Lord's going to take us anywhere in this world. But we know what's waiting for us at the end of this journey. The captain of our salvation, Jesus Christ, has heaven waiting for us. And that is good news. Stay in the Lord. Put a smile on your face. Jesus died for your sins, and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries.
To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.